Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's nice to see you finally took an interest in something. That's Lois from Family Guy. She looks different. This tiger's got some human parts, huh? How neat is that? I see that this squid has 9 legs. That's not a leg. Good for him.
Good morning, Sweet World, and welcome to the No Dunks Podcast on the Athletic Network. It's Friday, March 11th. This is The Drop. We're here in the Classic Factory. I'm J.D. Skeets, and alongside me, as always, Tass Mellis.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Hey, Tassie. We got our Top Shot Hot Boy, Excited Baseballs, back in his Braves hat, Trey Kirby.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. The International Man of Mystery, taking it to the max, Lee Ellis.
Friends.
And last, certainly not least, making the magic happen, Super Producer, JD.
Hello.
There he is. And here we are. Shout out to the stream team joining us live right now on YouTube. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Like the video. Make sure you subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube. Share the show with your friends and comment away in the stream team and below the video in the comment section. Email in your NBA questions to nodunks@theathletic.com. Keep them coming. We dropped a new No Buffs podcast yesterday. If you're a Survivor fan...
God damn it. There it is.
Survivor 42 has started, so we recapped episode 1, Trey, JD, and myself. That's No Buffs. It's got its own separate YouTube feed and podcast feed wherever you listen to podcasts, so seek out No Buffs Survivor 42. But we had a blast talking about that 2-hour premiere yesterday. It feels like we did that 4 days ago for some reason. That was yesterday. And later today, here on the No Dunks feed, brand new popping packs,
and you guys are on the interchange bench, the substitutes bench. I'm bringing in the big hitters.
I don't have to be here.
No.
Yes.
I've got a Canadian who's more famous than you.
Ooh. Bieber.
Not quite that famous.
Oh, okay.
But, not too far behind. Yeah.
Are you gonna let the world know who's coming on, or do you want the
former guest? He's a former guest. Let's see if we can work this out. I'm wearing a Nick shirt. He's a Canadian, but he's actually an American dual citizen. Just got his citizenship.
Does he knows his basketball?
Oh, he. You're on one, yeah. Ariel Helwani.
Okay.
It's 1 p.m. Eastern live.
I thought it was Andrew Wiggins for sure.
Yeah, no. We'll be talking some Knicks. We'll be talking a little, you know, UFC fighting.
What do you know about UFC?
I know what I'll know in about an hour, 3 hours and 10 minutes, and I'll just talk to Ariel about it. That's in his bag. So
He's talking about changing the scoring system in MMA. It's interesting. Read about it. That's interesting. Open scoring. He's been talking about it for years.
I'm just reminded of Lee talking to that old guy in Vegas at Summer League about boxing matches from like 1983 and stuff like that.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because one of those matches,
did I do that?
Jeff Fennec versus Azuma Nelson in 1993, the Marrickville Mauler from Australia, he beat Azuma Nelson, but Don King, draw.
Ooh.
Apparently, Jeff Fennec is going to be awarded that championship from 1993. They're going to give it to him because they know that fight will end. I'm telling you, I just found out the other day. He was on an Australian TV show and he said it. So I might talk to Ariel about that. I'm sure he knows it.
Okay. Excellent. So Poppin' Packs with Ariel Helwani later today on Friday here live on YouTube, on the No Dunks YouTube feed. What'd you say, around 1 p.m. Eastern?
1 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait to watch or listen to that one. Let's get into last night's games. Only two on. Is that like the first, maybe second time this season we've only had two
Super
games
Bowl
on
Sunday
schedule?
It happened.
There you go. Okay, well, we'll start with Kevin Durant and the Nets dominating the 76ers in Ben Simmons' return to Philadelphia. We were hyped for this one. We had thought about flying to watch this game. Maybe luckily we didn't. Though it was a great buzz in the building. Yeah. It was still fun.
Incredible buzz.
But it sort of turned into a blowout in, you know, what, 15 minutes or so it was over. But what do you think, Chris?
Yeah. Well, before the game, I was watching Ben Simmons and whether or not he was going to come out, because we thought maybe he would just sneak in during the national anthem, during the intros, just sneak onto the bench. He was out there with his teammates pregame in slides. It wasn't playing in shoes, but he was out there. He was ready for the moment, ready for the boos to absorb them. And the Nets, they were ready. I mean, they were charged up.
Yeah.
You could tell when Kevin Durant is hitting those shots and the mesh ain't moving. Kyrie Irving is playing defense on James Harden. Yeah. I mean, everybody in the building for the Nets was absorbing it, because you saw, like, even Nick Claxton coming off the bench talking crap to the fans. Seth Curry, in his return to Philadelphia, talking crap to the bench. It was a moment that the Nets wanted to send a message to the entire league that Kevin Durant is the best player in the world, to James Harden that you screwed us, you know, you left us. I mean, that was clear. I thought even Steve Nash before the game said, I wish I was playing in this game. I mean, they were just so ready to play. And obviously, Kevin Durant and his teammates proved a point that they are something to be reckoned with. I thought Kevin Durant and Joel Embiid getting into it, obviously that proves that he was really into this game. Great move by the referees not to call a technical on a lot of trash talking there. And then after the game, Kevin Durant was just staring at the Sixers bench. I mean, Ben Simmons came up to him and said, good game. He didn't even absorb it. He didn't even look at Ben Simmons, because he was just looking at the bench. He was just so locked in and just ready to proclaim himself, as Giannis Antetokounmpo calls him, the best player in the world. And I think that was clear in this Nets team. Their odds of winning, as our friends at BetMGM said, they changed from pregame to postgame. They went from +650 to +550. Wow. They were sort of like fourth or fifth in the NBA, and they jumped up to second, and now they are co-favorites with the Bucks to win the Eastern Conference. Just like that. And I know in a lot of people's eyes, they went from, oh, this team in the play-in tournament to, oh, yeah, they're amazing. We get into a lot of things, but yeah, they showed up, and most people other than Joel Embiid on the Sixers team did not.
Mm-hmm. You're also reminded, I think, with last night's game of just how much of a slog the regular season is for these guys, to where then you get the drama of Ben Simmons coming back to Philly, everybody's hyped, and it's like, oh yeah, this is special. It felt like a playoff game.
Oh,
like,
totally.
There were stakes to it, and it's not just some normal game on a Thursday night. It's like, oh no, this means something. I mean, Durant admitting after the game, yeah, we were most definitely playing for Ben Simmons, and, you know, probably to prove something to Harden and shut them up and all that, and like, yeah, we're down in the standings, but don't forget about us. So, I mean, that part was fun. Do you wish we had gone to the game still? Though it turned into a snooze fest?
Yeah, because it wasn't a bad game. The atmosphere, just to be there, the crowd was going crazy.
The first quarter was awesome.
And seeing Kevin Durant in that mode is incredible, because he was just like, I'm just going to take over here. And now, Joel Embiid, he was incredible in that first quarter by saying, I'm going to throw my weight around, get to the free throw line, get guys in foul trouble. And he did that, but then it sort of quietened down after that. But to see Kevin Durant in that sort of killer mode like that, jawing with Joel Embiid, that is what you pay. People are paying $4,000 apparently for lower bowls. Now, I wouldn't pay $4,000 for a regular season game. But once I was watching it, I was thinking, you know what, we should have gone anyway. We should have gone anyway, because there was a real playoff atmosphere, as you've mentioned.
Yeah, and crowd standing, obviously.
And it couldn't have been a worse situation for Philadelphia, where they've got their fans ready to go crazy at Ben Simmons, James Harden, and Tobias Harris, two guys with questionable playoff reputations at times, completely shrunk from the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas the Nets, on the other hand, led by Kevin Durant, everyone, James Johnson seemed to come out with some energy there. Like, everyone was like, we want this game, and not just to win this game, we want to tell Philadelphia, we would love to take you in the first round. It's a regular season game. If this was a playoff series, we'd be playing as just one game, but Philadelphia would bounce back. I wouldn't think it would be a sweep.
Yeah.
But in terms of like, hey, you're going to remember this if we do meet you guys in the playoffs. Brooklyn did the best job of that last night.
Yeah, what'd you think, Trey?
I thought this was just the worst case scenario for Philadelphia. You know, coming in, being very excited to boo Ben Simmons, then the game starts, it's looking good, and Embiid is just going to the free throw line every single time, and then by the end of the game, Philadelphia was booing their own team. Yeah. Like, ooh, that was tough. I had major FOMO, And then as this turned into a blowout, I didn't. But now I do. Now hearing Lee say, we should have went, because we could have definitely dipped out at halftime, got some cheesesteaks. Would have been fun. That would have been fun. But, yeah, I mean, if you're Philadelphia, you're probably thinking, well, we've had the full James Harden experience now. Yeah. We've looked great against these bad teams. We played one huge game, and he had his worst game. Probably since he was with the Nets in Sacramento, and he had, like, 4 points or whatever and did not want to play. But Harden had Kyrie Irving on him, and Kyrie Irving looked like a first-team All-NBA defender with the way he was playing. I thought that was super impressive. I thought it was pretty impressive how the Nets took Embiid out of the game in the second half. I mean, it was a blowout. He didn't play in the fourth quarter, but he also took no shots at the rim in the third quarter, took no free throws in the third quarter. The post-ups just disappeared. They were doing a pretty solid job of, like, Drummond, just get hit, man. Just take the hits, stand him up a little bit, and then we'll swarm as much as we can. Five blocks for James Johnson. I thought he was awesome. But, yeah, I thought a great defensive game plan from the Nets to actually deal with Simmons, or to deal with Embiid. A turtle game from Harden, just going in his shell.
No,
that was terrible. Big time, big time.
Yeah.
That's super disappointing. I mean, if you're Philadelphia, things have been so good right now. You're in the honeymoon period, and now you just got in a big fight on the honeymoon. It was bad. and then Maxey, I thought, he disappeared a little bit too. You mentioned Tobias Harris, but Maxey only took 7 shots, and like he has the biggest advantage, I thought, in that. He's guarded by Seth Curry. Like he's been... He knows Seth Curry's not a defender. Yeah. I would have liked to see him get some touches, kind of try to get him going. It felt like all they were doing was just pound it into Embiid when they could. No other offense outside of him. Maxey could have been better, for sure.
Yeah, Maxey, I think, could have been, but we'll give him a pass because he has been really good, because James Harden doesn't get a pass for this one. There's absolutely no reason why he should have been so bad last night. He went in a couple of times trying to get fouls and wasn't getting them, complaining to the ref. Embiid, I think, had 14 free throws in the first quarter, so you can't complain about not getting a whistle. I know it's a different player, but it's just like the referees are calling stuff. He wasn't getting it at all. And Maxey, I thought as well, he was getting cooked on the other end by Seth Curry. Like, how many times did he jump on, like, a bite or on a fake? And Steph lit him up. It looked like Steph out there last night. Worldwide Rob tweeted as well last night. Like, the Seth Curry revenge game was, like, sixth on the list of sort of things that could have happened in this game last night. But it was just incredible.
So, Harden, 3 of 17 overall. 0 for 10 on two-pointers. He hit a couple threes, finished with 11 points, had a lot of turnovers, too. Like, I think it only showed 4 in the box score. It felt like more because there was, like, tip balls that just still found their way to Philadelphia. He was just sloppy. Every time he drove in there, it felt like he was turning it over or looking for a foul, and then it's just like, well, nothing. If you're a Philly fan, Tass, are you freaking out?
Of course.
And you're going, oh, no. Yeah. Is this what we're going to expect here in a playoff series, no matter who we're playing?
Yeah, because you're relying on him so much. We can name other guys in there on the perimeter. Maxey, Harris, doesn't matter. If Harden doesn't come out and play great, he wanted this. He absolutely wanted a bigger role. He said, I can get the best James Harden in Philadelphia that I couldn't get in Brooklyn. What does that mean? That means I get to have the ball every time. And if he doesn't come in and perform anywhere close to his ceiling, like, he's got to be really, really good for this team to have championship aspirations. Embiid can do everything he did last night. Embiid was great. But unfortunately, the worrisome part is that James Harden doesn't show up in playoffs. And this felt like a playoff game, and he didn't show up. His name is James Harden. His nickname is not Big Game James. I mean, that's the worrisome part. He hasn't proven himself to be that guy. I know he's gone to a conference finals with Chris Paul. Chris Paul really helped him out there. That's the worrisome part here is, does he have another backcourt mate to take the burden off him? No, he doesn't. He had that in Brooklyn. And so I think you can rely on Embiid, but you just need a guy to create, and Harden has asked for that. And, so that was the worry when they made this trade. I mean, they gave Seth in this deal, and it's him kind of. I know Maxey is good, but it's him sort of on an island as the ball handler. So, God, yeah. don't you? You got to be worried. It's flashbacks of him and Dwight in the with the Rockets. I mean, you can't just give it to Chris Paul in this situation. They don't have a Chris Paul, and Maxey is not that kind of guy. So yes, that's worrisome. But Joel Embiid came out and was awesome. He was really, really good. That's a positive, but I think Harden doesn't get those calls because the Nets brought the effort, brought that intimidation. Mm-hmm. That's basketball. I mean, you get calls when you...
When you're more aggressive.
Yeah, and so that's what happened in this one.
Harden, this might be a little fun trivia question. It may be difficult, but Harden's game last night, the 3 of 17. That's the third worst field goal percentage in a player's first game against a former team in the shot clock era with 15 field goal attempts, okay? So here's the best part. Harden is also number four on the list, shooting... less than 19% versus OKC in 2012. Wow. So his first game as a Rockets player against OKC. Can you name one and two? And I'll give you some hints because that's a very, very difficult question. Yeah. One of my favorite players of all time.
Nick Nash.
Nick Van Exel. Wow. Yeah, when he was a Nuggets in his first game against the Lakers, just like shot 15% on a decent amount of field goal attempts. And then, I don't want to call him a Hall of Famer guest on our show. He made the top 75 guests of all time. I mean.
George Gervin.
No.
Bernard King.
Bernard King.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
Yeah, when he was with the Nets versus the Knicks. So, yeah, it was Van Exel, then Bernard King, and then Harden 3 and 4 in terms of like just worst field goal percentage in a player's first game against their former team.
To make it even worse, the shoulders slumped there. Two from the Sixers. There was no real push at any point.
Yeah.
Nothing. And you saw, and they talked about on the call, Goran Dragic just stepping in the lane, letting Joel Embiid barrel over him. That just tells you the mentality difference between the two teams. A couple of times on turnovers, when Embiid was still in the game, they gave up on tracking back even trying.
Yeah.
That's a real problem, I think, if you're Doc Rivers, because if you go down fighting, it's like, okay, we were off tonight, we'll get them next time. They didn't fight.
Right.
I agree, but I also think they want nothing to do with the Brooklyn Nets, thus want nothing to do with the second seed in the Eastern Conference, and this might work out better for them.
Yeah, but
don't play them. Avoid them. They're going to fall.
You can't, when you're the second seed, be afraid of the other team.
They should be. And they will be. Well, I mean,
they can't guard the Nets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, they don't have anybody to guard Kyrie Irving.
If I'm the Sixers, let Milwaukee try and take them out. we don't want to play them.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
I told you this a couple days ago. I said, watch the third seed in the Eastern Conference. I think it's going to get funky, especially with Philadelphia not wanting it. They don't want the second seed. They'd rather remain in the third seed to play like a Cavaliers team. But
so they're still two games back the Nets, despite the win of the Raptors. So they could still go into seventh, but they could also finish eighth, obviously.
The thing is, if they have their guys playing, and I know it's weird, if they play the Raptors in Toronto, right now Kyrie can't play. Of course, then if they were to lose that, then they have a home game. Right now Kyrie can't play. So that's that's strange. It may not even matter because they're that good when Durant's playing, and then in theory Ben Simmons is back too. They're going to be the seventh seed.
Yeah.
As much as I love my Raptors, I just think if whether Kyrie plays or not, I think they can go up to Toronto and get a win.
I believe on the broadcast they said that 11 of their next 15 are at home, that he's going to not be able to play.
He's got like four games left this season.
I can't understand. After a game like that, you wouldn't want to now be like the next game. They play the Knicks next. You want to be like, I want to be with my guys.
right.
I want to get out there and play.
Well, this is the crazy part about their season. They're hoping on two things. Now, one, when Simmons comes back, I guess he might practice on Saturday,
they said he's not practicing on like a 5-on-5. He's not practicing.
Okay. Well, they're trying to get him back on the floor, so they're promising Ben Simmons is going to return and play.
Cool.
And then the other one is, of course, they're just hoping at this point that New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, changes the vaccination mandate so Kyrie can play. Like, this is not a given yet, but we're just assuming that he'll be able to play. Come playoffs. Like, what if he can't?
Didn't he say he's got some inside info? Kyrie does that. It's happening on Monday or something.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they got a couple of easy games coming up. They got the Knicks and Magic. So, yeah, they should pop up a couple more wins and win four in a row and feel obviously really good. And it's like, can anyone cover them? That's the question, really, when they're feeling good. 129 on the Sixers yesterday. Didn't have to play a fourth quarter. When they're totally locked in, Trey said they have no one to cover Kyrie. I mean, yes. There's going to be a couple mismatches on that team, and you'd think that a team like the Sixers could really hammer their weakness, which is their front court,
mm-hmm. right?
And it didn't happen,
right?
Just because, you know, Durant is also a monster. Like Durant, when he needs to, can help out defensively, and they had enough bodies. Like the James Johnsons, everybody just chipping in. The Bruce Browns, Ben Simmons should be able to help there. They got a good squad when they lock in. Like, again, Kyrie can be a really good defender when he wants to. We've seen him in finals. So when they lock in, that's the worrisome part. Like, you know, going back to last year, like, they were really good when they want to be.
Well, it's going to be, you're going to need, in any sort of playoff series, I mean, teams have to be watching this, no matter who plays the Sixers in the first round. Like, this is the game plan.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, run as many guys as you can, obviously, at Embiid. He's going to live at the line, but that's fine. You'll live with that. It's all these other guys. Like, is Maxey going to be able to hit open shots? Is Tobias Harris going to be, you know, a guy that can knock down open shots? Harden is the huge question mark. You can't have stinkers like that. You'll never win you're not going to win a championship, let alone a couple of series, if he plays 3-17 and turns the ball over. But Matisse Thybulle, not a known knockdown shooter and stuff like that. Like, these guys are going to, they're going to get looks, but they're going to have to take advantage of it, because that has to be the game plan on Embiid.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I know that Seth Curry was one of the big sort of pieces to add into that deal. I bet the Sixers right now would say, you take Thybulle, we'll take Seth back, because they could have used someone. Because Thybulle is a very good defender, but he's offensively, awesome. It's like, shoot as many as you want. He hasn't shown.
He can only guard one guy, though. Yeah. That's the problem. It's like, so Thybulle is guarding Kyrie Irving. That means Tobias Harris is on Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
That's a terrible matchup.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What else are you going to do? Niang? No, thank you.
No. Well, exactly.
Yeah. They got no athleticism on the wings, and that's like all that that the Nets have. So this one is a bad matchup. They just got to figure out a way for Embiid to go for 60, pretty much.
It looked like it, but that was it.
I actually thought he had a lot of free throws.
He made a ton of free throws.
Brutal game.
Yeah, but early on, he was like, I'm going inside. And he got Drummond in foul trouble, and I think Durant picked up too as well, and he was like, this is where I'm going to make them work. And when they brought out...
I almost think he started to lean a little too much into, I just want to live at the line. Like, he was shooting.
Else.
I mean, there was the one he got a call where his back was facing the other basket, and he like flinged it over his head, and they said he was somehow shooting. I was like, I don't know about that. But, I mean, my point is, like, he still has to play.
Yeah.
And he went 5 of 17 or something like that. Yeah. He didn't play.
But they don't have anyone. Like, Drummond can't stop him. Either.
So that's where
he has to, you know, and it was great. He was saying, get him out of here after one of those ones. But, they got exposed badly last night. And I'm not sure they can sort of cover it up, those gaps.
As far as the supporting players go, Nick Claxton came in and was really good to help out on Embiid. I thought they would miss LaMarcus Aldridge in this game, who's out. That obviously did not happen, but Nick Claxton played a lot larger than that thin frame. I mean, I think it's really a big credit to Kevin Durant, and everything just sort of trickled down. Like, Claxton played an incredible game to be out there as a backup center. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise that LaMarcus Aldridge wasn't there. You could see Nick Claxton play some really good minutes and has a lot more athleticism than LaMarcus Aldridge. And then the Seth Curry thing, I mean, they're running plays for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about the big three in Philadelphia. Tyrese Maxey is the guy who joins Harden and Embiid. Curry is really the guy who's going to join Durant and Irving offensively. You know, we can talk about Ben Simmons being, you know, the part of the big three, but they don't run plays really for Ben.
Right.
Seth was just, you know, all the focus on Durant, of course. Kyrie is there. And then, just a pin down screen for Seth, just, you know, doing J.J. Redick type things, back and forth, find him. He was ready to shut everybody up. And, cool game for him as well. It is sixth. What was it on the list of?
On topics for the game we were looking at there. Yeah.
Sixth versus.
Well, where was James Harden passing Reggie Miller on the career three-pointers made list?
Yeah, that happened pretty early, didn't it?
It did. What did you think about the jersey and everything that Reggie awarded to him?
Yeah, I mean,
I thought that was corny.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you can't, like, because he's got so much of his career still to go. Like, he's chasing
It's so
Steph.
Weird to me.
Like, you can't just give out things for, like, passing certain milestones on the event. But
I'm not blaming that on James Harden, by the way. I felt more like a Reggie Miller, like, we got to get this jersey made.
Yeah, yeah.
So I could take a pick.
Trey, what did you think, like, of Ben Simmons' fit there last night? A Louis Vuitton hockey jersey. Pittsburgh Penguin sort of
look. Yeah, it did look penguins-y.
And then the Jordan 4s, I think they were on his toes.
As they say.
I've been a sucker for a hockey jersey since the Gin and Juice video. Nice. So I always think hockey jerseys look cool. But wearing a hockey jersey to a basketball game is just funny. It's just funny. But I don't know. Ben Simmons got the last laugh literally in that. Like, he only was going to show his teeth at the very end of this game. But he finally did. Finally got to show those teeth.
I don't have them in front of me, Tass, but we obviously made a bunch of random bets on Ben Simmons' return to Philly last night. The one I was tracking during the game that I was really fascinated with was how many times will they say Ben Simmons during the game. And so I was really only counting from, tip ball to the end. So gameplay, and not counting halftime, of course, back here in Atlanta. And the line was 6.5, and they hit the over.
Yeah.
In the third quarter, late in the third quarter, but, you know, didn't... And it wasn't 25 times.
Yeah, it wasn't too crazy.
Like, they talked about Ben Simmons a lot, but then they just keep saying he. And you're like, come on, say Ben Simmons a little bit more. But they got there, so that one hit the over.
The fact that it was a blowout, I think, helped lower the number a little bit. Like, if it was just sort of a, you know, back-and-forth game, he would have been more of a topic of conversation, I thought.
Maybe.
I think that prolonged it. But anyways, yeah, we were saying 20, 25 is probably.
It was more like 10 overall, probably. I stopped counting after it hit the over. It hit 7 at the end of the third quarter. Didn't get the tribute video that you were expecting.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing at all. What else? They did not show, from what I can remember, the Hawks pass.
No, I didn't
see
that.
Dunked it, so we would have lost some coin on that one. And what was the... Oh,
Embiid,
there was no
Harden,
interaction between Embiid and Simmons. Yeah.
Pre-game, apparently, before, just as Joel Embiid left, then Ben Simmons went and sort of dapped up some, like, medical guys and trainers and staff like that from the Sixers. So
he
waited until Embiid
also
left.
There was a face Harden slap last night when I guess it was Nick Claxton accidentally face slapping Embiid. Mm-hmm. It made me laugh. I was like, oh, too bad that wasn't Simmons. Could have made some money on that.
Yeah.
And I guess that was sort of
the free throw. They didn't talk about Simmons shooting
free throws.
You're
right about that one. So really uneventful in terms of all those bets, except for hitting the over on the broadcast. So
yeah, no fist bump, no handshake slash hand slap, no handshake slash hand slap and hug together. No just hug, no punch, no face slap, no butt slap between Embiid and Harden.
The ball did find its way to Ben Simmons, though.
Yeah.
Too bad Embiid wasn't over there.
Yeah.
And then once it turned into a blowout, too, then it became less likely that they were ever going to, like, dap each other up, because Embiid's not going to do that.
Nah.
You're embarrassed out there.
Yeah.
Any other notes on the Sixers Nets game one here?
No. One of those days where it's just, you know, even up until yesterday, I thought it's probably, you know, we probably made the right decision. We made the wrong decision.
Wow,
we did.
I feel totally content with my decision.
Because it was an awesome atmosphere. That's what you want to be a part of.
The atmosphere was great.
Yeah,
but I also want to see a basketball game.
Yeah, but again,
and
I mean,
look, I'll be honest. I picked the Sixers to cover when we get to our pick 'em results. It took about 8 minutes for me. Nope, this is not happening.
Totally.
The Nets, Durant and Kyrie, and of course Seth knocking down. I was like, this is over.
I just love seeing Kevin Durant in that mode where he's like, I'm just going to kill the opposition.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, Tass already said it. Yeah. They said it on the broadcast. The mesh is barely moving.
Yeah.
He threw down a dunk. He's obviously jawing with Embiid.
That was awesome.
You know, it's Doc Rivers also. What do you do? They're sending doubles on Durant in the middle of the court, and he's 7 feet tall, and he's like, you know, you talk about Curry getting a bunch of open shots. That was a lot of it. It was like, what are they doing?
This was not the best Doc game, I don't think.
No, not a lot of confidence for Sixers fans there either.
Yeah. But, man, hopefully they match up in the playoffs. That'll be wild in the playoffs.
All right, I'm going to a playoff game then.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
You bringing the answer armband again?
Of course, yeah. Have to.
Okay. So I guess you got to hope it's either 2-7, Sixers get the second seed, Nets, you know, win the play-in, they're the 7th, so you get that. Or you could get a second round matchup in theory. Sixers fall to 3. They beat the Cavs, let's say. The Nets are still the 7th seed and they you know, pull off the upset over Milwaukee.
3-7.
Whatever. The Bulls, whatever.
Wow.
So there you go. So then you get a second round. Because they don't re... Yeah, that's right. They would meet in the second round.
Yeah. No reseed.
That's right.
The Nets, though, man, they just live for a statement game. Like, they beat the Bucks. The, you know, the Bulls, when they played, they were coming in on a win streak, and they beat them by 40. So the higher your win percentage, the less chance you have of beating the Nets in the regular season on the road. Of course.
Oh, yes.
At home, you're getting Kessler Edwards.
Okay, we had another game last night. Steph Curry.
Yes.
Scored 34 points, outclassed his brother last night, as the Warriors beat the Nuggets 113-102. Close game, and then the Warriors ripped off, I think, a 13-0 run.
They did. They were trailing with 3 minutes to go, and then the Nuggets ran out of juice. Now, Michael Malone afterwards said, we're not making any excuses, but this kind of... No.
It was their fourth game in five nights.
Exactly, and this is why Steve Kerr kind of rested the guys on that Monday night, because you could see that closing out the game was a huge difference. And also, this was actually like a home game for the Warriors. The crowd in there was
easily at worst 50-50. But also the way that they scored in that last closing run there, Jordan Poole had a wide open three. Steph got inside. And even prior to that, Kuminga had a wide open three. The Nuggets just weren't closing out. Yeah. So they played a decent, a winnable 45 minutes of this game.
Yep.
But the last 3 minutes, they just had nothing offensively. Nikola Jokic, of course, he's trying to do everything he can, but they just didn't get the support here. So very impressive victory here for the Warriors. And the better news for them is, you sort of mentioned, I don't know if we started recording or not, but Draymond Green is targeting a Monday return for them. So they've shaken off that sort of rusty patch they had, got a couple of wins, and they hopefully will be getting Draymond Green back because he makes such a difference. But this was a fun game, and but you know, after what else happened last night, it was a bit of a, you know, it was lower on the scale of interest, really. I mean, just because everyone was focused on the Sixers and the Nets.
Yeah, but Denver was up by 2 points. I think Eric Gordon hit some free throws and 3 minutes to go. And then, like we talked about, the Warriors just shot after shot, and was started with Curry and then a bunch of threes, Jordan Poole. And you may have Kerr finding his lineup that we might start seeing at the end of games. Replace Looney with Draymond Green when he's back, but it was Curry, Clay, Poole. Then it would be Draymond Green. And then who am I forgetting last night that was down the stretch there? I don't think
it could be Wiggins. Theoretically, it could be Wiggins, the all-star starter.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. who didn't have a good game last night? No.
Yeah, he's struggling. But yeah, there's guys filling in, doing a great job. Jordan Poole being the key guy, sort of like in the Seth Curry role. All the focus is going to be on the stars. Can you hit the shots? And he came through a big time. I wonder first if Seth watched the Kevin Durant game first. I feel like he did. I feel like that was a part of, hey, I'm going to go out and put on a show. Because the reason why Jordan Poole was getting shots late in the game was because Seth Curry was taking it to the hoop. I thought that was important.
Steph. I think you said Seth then.
You're right.
This is wild, man.
It feels natural. It feels natural to say. It's just so close to each other. Anyways, it's Steph's birthday coming up a few days from now, not Seth's. I looked at that yesterday because it's a people were tweeting, it's a classic younger brother syndrome in Seth Curry. And I'm like, I feel like he's older, even though I know he's younger. It's just, I mean, it's the hair or something. Anyway, whatever. Steph, I think he watched Durant. He came out when he performed. Going into the lane there for those big buckets with 3 minutes left and then 2 minutes left, set up Jordan Poole for open shots. And yes, what is their death lineup of 2022 here?
Yeah.
Because Iguodala's 38. I know how old that guy is. He's very old, and I'm not sure if he's going to be part of the quote unquote death lineup like they used to have. That's probably Wiggins' spot. But Poole looks, right now looks to be that other shooter. Dre at the five, and then switchy wings all over the place.
Yep. And you're right. It was awesome. Wiggins who I was thinking of there, obviously, as the fourth guy, more sort of a defensive minded guy that can switch on a lot of these guys on the perimeter. It could be their quote-unquote death lineup. Anything to add to the Warriors' victory in Denver?
I just think Poole had an incredible game. I think he's got to play more. He's kind of had his minutes go up and down, but in the last five games, he's at like 24 points per game, and especially with Draymond out, it's going to be less of a problem when he comes back soon. He's the only guy, you know, Curry creates so many advantages for the Warriors, but there are so many times without Draymond there that they don't take advantage of it. Poole is able to play off the ball. He's able to play on the ball. So when he gets it, he can at least make something happen in the 4-on-3, which is why I think Wiggins will probably get the first shot come playoff time because, you know, he can hit a three from the corner. He is a switchy wing. But, like, they're going to hack a Wiggins come playoff time. The guy's shooting, like, 30% from the line after the All-Star game. It's crazy stuff.
He is?
He cannot make a free throw right now. That's why he's been getting pulled down the stretch in fourth quarter. So you want some guys out there that have confidence and that are living for the moment. No doubt that's Jordan Poole. He thinks he's Steph Curry out there. So I would give him more run, and it's not surprising to me when he plays well that the Warriors look so good.
Yeah. He is 25% post All-Star game. Yeah.
How many attempts? Give me a number.
I don't have the.
Like if it's one for four, then of course I'm rolling my eyes. But I'm sure it's more than that. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you find that number.
Four for 16.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I always forget. Pops. I'm looking over Trey's shoulder. Pops was Mitchell Wiggins. I don't know. Mitchell. Mitchell's just a good name. I love Mitchell. Anyways, Jonathan Kuminga, speaking of confident guys, Jonathan Kuminga is a part of that rotation.
Yeah.
Looking like a perfect bench guy to just dunk opportunities and be able to play D. And Steve Kerr has to make decisions here. He played only 8 guys yesterday, which is like a playoff rotation. The decision partly made for him because Gary Payton II is currently out. But you have to cut down your rotation to that type of number, like an 8. And who is going to be left off the chopping block? I mean, they've just been so good top to bottom this year most of the time. Moses Moody would be probably the one who's lost, although he's been really, really good. He's starting currently because Draymond would come take that spot Monday, although Draymond said on his podcast, yeah, I'm playing on Monday. The Warriors also said he's got to be 100% healthy. I don't know if there's any sort of thing going on like what happened in the 2019 finals where Kevin Durant wanted to play and the Warriors let him go. I wonder if they hold up Draymond Green a little bit after beyond Monday.
We'll find out. We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're actually going to look ahead to the NBA weekend. There's 25 games on in total. Too many games. But I'm going to tell you the 7 that you got to keep your eye on and why. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Danielle has taken up painting. Oil painting, acrylic painting, other painting. I don't know what it is, but it's just incredible. If I can convince her to open up a Shopify store, I know she'll be hearing the Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, just do it, to the first real life store stage, see, you made a sale, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage? How about that? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap, offering outdoor outfits, or paintings, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From the all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Here's some information. Just like entrepreneur David Scott Martin of Antique Candle did for No Dunks on Shopify. How about that? And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/nodunks, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/nodunks now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/nodunks.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope. Because
I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, back with your boys here in the Classic Factory Drop Podcast on a Friday. Before we get to some big games to watch this weekend, I think it was last week, Trey, that you said on the show, I forget why exactly it came up, but that I was Homer Simpson and Lee was Bart Simpson, and I just sort of like always wanted to like strangle him. He was always driving me crazy. What was the impetus for that?
It was a 5-star Friday review that mentioned like that the story of this show is that you are Lee's father, explaining to him and getting mad at him for various easy tasks like putting a date in a calendar.
Okay, that's it, right? And then the Simpsons analogy came up. Well, I bring all of this up because we had a No Dunks fan, he's an illustrator, CJ Words, did some incredible art, basically Simpsonized us, and here is me, really as Homer, strangling Bart / Lily. Why you little?
I like that t-shirt, so, Mark.
Yeah, like Swish Boombastic.
They call me Mr. Swish Boombastic.
So I just wanted to show this for everybody on the stream team. If you're listening to the podcast, maybe come check this out. I know we tweeted this as well. It's so, so good. But he didn't stop there. CJ words. Here's Trey, sort of as Otto Man a little bit. He's got the pocket dog.
Unfortunately, Lee does the best Otto on the show.
But the Bulls gear. And he did say, CJ said, I think in his tweet, like, sorry, Trey, about those small feet.
He did. But they look accurate.
It's so good. So we also have Tass here. Sexy Tass. I was actually a little confused by this one. What reference was I not picking up on this one?
There's a sexy picture of Tass with basketball cards.
Like,
was it baseball cards or
baseball. Hockey? This is a direct representation of that photo.
Oh, it's a sketch. Is your shirt off in that photo?
No, yeah. It is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember that. Okay,
it was post workout, just sorting through some cards. So yeah, this is just a nice sketch.
Makes more sense. Okay, the abs look good, and then love this one. Here's JD.
Groundskeeper Willie?
Yeah, I guess. Big time. What do you think, JD?
I love it. I'm not sure about the shoes. I guess.
Some Vans?
Vans, I guess. Yeah. Sure. I'd wear Vans for sure.
Oh, I love that.
That's very funny.
Nailed the shorts, which you never see on the show.
Yeah. You're actually wearing those,
exact shorts.
Pretty much, yeah.
So good stuff here from CJ Words. Incredible work. And here is the crew together.
I hadn't seen the full picture yet.
The Simpsons is still on, right? They're still making new episodes.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get on. A little cameo would be great.
Yeah.
Okay, great stuff. Thank you, CJ. Just wanted to slip that into the show. So, I did it, guys. I tweeted it this morning. If the playoffs started today, here's what we would be looking at.
You got the memo from JD. John Schumann that they've got the bracket.
That's right. Schumann said it's up. And I said, good. Let's get to work. So here it is. We're showing everybody the breakdown, the playoff picture, all of the matchups. But again, right before we went to break, I said 25 games on this weekend. That is a lot of basketball, but there's some sort of crappy games that you don't really need to pay all that much attention to. But I thought it'd be fun if I told you seven to really zero in on for particular reasons. Okay, Lee?
Okay.
So first one, JD, you can come back to us. It's Hornets-Pelicans tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on League Pass. Okay, Hornets-Pelicans. Why? Both of these teams, as we showed you there, clinging to play-in spots in their respective conferences. The Hornets are in a virtual tie with Atlanta for the ninth spot in the Eastern Conference. They're just a 1.5 game up on Washington. And then the 10th place Pelicans hold a 1.5 game lead over Portland in the West. So this is a big game for both of these teams to try and get that W, help your chances of remaining in the play-in. And I'll add to this, it sucks for Pelicans fans, but one day after announcing Brandon Ingram is going to miss at least a week with injury, Pelicans suffered another blow on Thursday. They announced that CJ McCollum is in health and safety protocols. So their two best players are now out here for probably a couple games. We're not sure with CJ's case, but that sucks. So let's see if they can hold on here, though, and get a victory over a Hornets team that's been struggling, too.
That's going to be very rough, and good move by you guys not telling me about it as I put that in as the pick and payoff game.
I didn't know
CJ McCollum was out.
That's why I immediately responded with, I'll take Hornets. Nice. But you never know.
Smart. With a quick cha.
Yeah. CJ is out for tonight's game. So that's one again. I mean, this is like lower on the priority. I get that. But if you are a Hornets Pelicans fan or you're just a fan of the play-in tournament and who's going to be in there, that's a big one. Okay. Also tonight, I'm putting this one on. Wizards-Lakers. 10:30 p.m. Eastern on NBA TV. We got to find out if the Lakers hit rock bottom on Wednesday night when they lost to the Rockets in overtime.
Ooh.
We said, is that rock bottom? Could it get worse? Could they go lower? Well, tonight would be the night for them to do it.
That's a good point.
Because you got tribute videos for sure, Tass. Lock those in. Kyle Kuzma and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. You know,
lock that
they're on their championship team. I don't think they've been back and played in L.A. since then. So they'll get they'll get the applause there, and rightfully so. But yeah, if the Lakers here lately lose to the Wizards after losing to the Rock, oh man. I mean, it's possible too.
Of course it is, yeah.
So, I mean, it's intriguing for that reason.
Because the revenge motivation too from Kuz to say, look at how good I am now. You guys would love to have me on
my team. He's averaging like 25 points per game since the All-Star break too, so he could.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Kuzma has like a 8 or 9 three-point game, has like a 40-point game, that'd be insane. LeBron is questionable heading into this one. I don't know if there's been an update on that. He's still got this knee soreness that he was dealing with. I think he's playing. Also, he's 8 assists from 10,000. So if he gets to that, I think he becomes the first player in NBA history to have 10,000 rebounds and assists.
Probably.
And then, you know, he's still chasing Karl Malone in terms of scoring, but then he'll have 10,000 assists. It's like, what is he better at? What is he better known as?
I mean, 10,000 rebounds, I hadn't even considered. That might be rebounding his greatest skill. You think Westbrook's going to get a tribute video? From the Washington Wizards?
Oh, when they show up.
You know how he... Oh, yeah, I guess
it's in NBA. L.A. So that'd be really weird.
He probably's not getting one from the Lakers.
No. That would be bad. If they gave him a tribute video tonight, that means he's done with the team, I guess.
Trade him back. Also, I want to slip this in here. I didn't click on this video because I stopped myself, but, you know, they lose to the Rockets, the Lakers do on Wednesday night, and there is a title on ESPN that said, Stephen A. says Lakers loss proves why LeBron isn't the GOAT.
That's the game, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Stephen A's been on a pretty good streak lately. I'll give him that. But all right,
that's a little much. Let's relax.
I mean, we live in the moment that, you know, recency bias and that. But one stinking loss is like, that's it.
I just love the idea of
you're
like,
you're not the GOAT.
Who would it be? I don't even know who would be the equivalent of Stephen A back when Jordan was in his heyday. But like, Jim Gray says Michael Jordan's loss to the expansion Raptors determines he's not the GOAT. You know, like,
oh, Sam Smith would say that.
Yeah. Sam Smith.
Yeah. Right. Peter Vessi.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Vessi. That's a good one. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Saturday's games. All right, some good ones here. Cavaliers Bulls, Trey. 8 p.m. Eastern, League Pass. A potential 3-6 matchup between your Chicago Bulls, if they could, you know, manage to hold on to the 3 seed there. And then it looks like Cleveland could stay in the 6 seed. So I'm sure you're hyped for this one. I know it's unfortunate Jared Allen won't be playing for Cleveland fans, but this is a big game.
Oh, yeah, definitely a big game and advantage to the Bulls as well, because I think the Cavs have the Heat tonight.
Yes,
so,
in Miami.
So
yes,
big weekend for Cleveland trying to hold on to that 6 seed.
Totally, yeah. Totally. So that'd be a good one. I've also got Pacers Spurs, same time on Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. What? Why Pacers Spurs?
Popovich.
That's exactly right. Can the Pacers avoid being on the wrong side of history for the second time this year? What am I talking about? Steph Curry. Steph Curry.
Right.
They were near victims, if you remember, of Steph Curry setting the all-time record
for three-pointers made.
It was like he needed, I think, 6 or 7, and he got 5 that game, and then he did it in Madison Square Garden the next game. So, yeah, Coach Pop, 1 win away from passing Don Nelson for the most wins by a coach in regular season in all time. I think it happens tonight, too. Like, this is the one. Pop gets the... That record-breaking win. He'll say he doesn't care after the game. Mm. And unfortunately, we're not doing a show on Sunday, so there will be no Greg Popovich thumbnail.
That's tough.
With his thumbs.
I'll put it in my winner for the weekend so we can still talk about it.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, maybe you could have your list of the greatest
Popovich
wins in regular season only. So anyway, that you know, some history could be made here on Saturday night, and I think it will. I think the Spurs, I know the teams have changed a lot, and they're both sort of bottom-of-the-barrel teams at this point, but Pop's record versus the Pacers, it's like it's something like 33-13 or something. Yeah. It's quite good being in two different conferences. Okay, this one, 8:30, potential NBA Finals preview? Possibly? Bucks-Warriors.
Certainly possible.
It's a national televised game on a Saturday night. ABC at 8:30, like I said. Dubs are trying to hold on to the number 2 seed or get the number 2 seed from the Grizzlies, and you got the Bucks trying to chase down the Heat for the number 1 seed. You said it. The Heat play the Cavs tonight. Okay, never an easy victory. Mm-hmm. And then they play the Wolves, who are you know, on a bit of a heater here. You know, the Heat could win both those games. They're both in Miami, but those are tough wins, so you lose one or two, and the Bucks have potential to try and take that number 1 seed. Excited for Bucks-Warriors on a Saturday night? That's pretty good. That's
betcha.
Juicy.
You betcha. Saturday night. I'll have my winner, just like Lee.
Oh,
it's perfect for Lee. Popovich plays on Saturday night. Yeah. Done. It's in the document. Don't have to watch basketball on
Sunday.
I might
even just put it preemptively in the doc today when I make it.
Just spin it. Yeah. He's a winner because why?
Because he didn't break the record on a night when everyone's watching a potential finals preview. So now he might do it on a Monday night.
Quiet spotlight.
Make the thumbnail.
Exactly. It's the pace. We want it against, like, you know, the Rockets or the Mavericks or someone like that. So it's a bit more of a rivalry game, a bit more memorable. So Popovich, you are a winner despite being a loser.
Oh, wow. already talking.
Roll it in. Roll it in Monday.
And I don't want to like jinx anything, but I feel like so far this season, since we've had the return of like the late Saturday night games and the games on Sunday on ABC, some good games, like close games.
Absolutely.
I hope that continues. I don't know if it was last year or the year before that. I just remember there was all these blowouts on these like these doubleheaders on ABC Sunday games. I was like, ew, that's not good. But these have been good so far. And I also have two more here to wrap this up. On Sunday, Knicks and Nets, 1 p.m. Eastern on ABC. The Nets beat the Knicks twice this season already, but they were both very close games. Brooklyn had a 5-point win right around the All-Star break. That monster fourth quarter comeback, that was that one. And then back in November, the Nets won by 2 in a game where these guys were trading like leads back and forth. So they played some close ones. Knicks are like fighting for dear life here to get into the play-in tournament. They're trying to keep the Bing Bong season alive. The Nets, you know, no Kyrie. Well, probably no Kyrie. I don't think that'll change by Sunday. So this could just be a close game. And it's, you know, it's the marquee game on ABC. Knicks-Nets followed by Mavericks-Celtics.
Big one.
Ooh, that's a big one. That's one of the, you know, the juiciest looking games this weekend. 3:30 on ABC. That one follows that one. And, you know, it sucks that the Mavericks had that stinker against the Knicks, you know, just got crushed by 30 or whatever it was the other night. But besides that, they've been playing well, and the Celtics are one of the hottest teams in the league right now. So that should be a good one.
That should
be in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Where that'll be Luka's only game, too.
Mm.
So
great.
Yeah. Tickets got to be a pretty penny. You want to fly to Boston on Sunday?
Sure. Why not? Aren't we going to Philadelphia for Monday night's MVP?
We're going everywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are seven games. Again, I would throw the Heat, sort of Wolves, I think is exciting in there as well. But a lot of other ones that you're just like, the teams are sort of either one team's a juggernaut, the other team is, you know, playing for ping pong balls, or both teams are sort of crap and it doesn't mean a whole lot.
ABC doubleheader, they're doing it.
ABC doubleheader. Remember when they used to like light up the 3-point line whenever somebody would take a 3-point shot? It would just like flash.
Oh, yeah. So
you on the Saturday night. Ugh.
There's no other way to know it's a 3.
Ugh.
I started workshopping a tweet last night.
Yeah, sure.
I would like your guys' help because I'm seeing this Dallas versus Boston game. That could very well determine who finishes 4th and 5th in the MVP ballot. So tell me this. Here's the tweet. Players who will likely get top 5 MVP votes this season.
Okay.
Jokic, Embiid, Giannis.
Yeah.
Lock them in. All of these players I'm saying will get a vote for a top 5. They'll show up on somebody's ballot.
Sure.
Steph and KD.
Yes,
Steph
I think they will
KD.
At least, they'll get.
He'll play like 50 games. That's the worrisome part, but probably.
Somebody will give him a 50.
Yeah, still, he's still the best player in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Exactly. Yep. Okay, so that's fine.
DeRozan and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I heard Greg Anthony on NBA TV the other night saying, where's the buzz for Chris Paul for MVP? Like, over the three big guys. I was like,
I love it.
He's I mean, everybody talks about stats. Wasn't it all about wins? You know, it's a classic former point guard, but yes, he's a lock.
Ja Morant, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
I think I know where you're going.
I've got three questionables here.
Yep.
LeBron.
He's getting some.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
He's having a crazy season statistically.
I know, but the team, their
record.
It
looks terrible. Yes.
I'm going to go with Lee on this. I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
He's getting some.
But you're okay, go ahead.
I'm going to cut it. I'm going to cut it, and I'm going to put it at the bottom.
Okay.
Sorry, you're underneath Tatum right now. Jimmy Butler.
If they have the number one seed,
it feels like he missed the game the other night because of sniffles. Like it feels like
he just said that. It said congestion, sinus. Yeah.
It feels like he misses so
in
many
the box score.
Games. You know?
It said congestion.
It said somebody tweeted it to me. It said sinus congestion or something like that.
Yeah, just take some eucalyptus oil. You'll be fine.
But if
you
they
sound
have
a little congested,
yesterday.
But, hey, I'm here.
you are a professional athlete.
Exactly, exactly the same.
But hold on, Heat have the number one record in the East by, let's say, in the end, 2-3 games. You don't think he gets one fifth place vote
over who of those guys?
That's
who you're taking out of that. Not Doncic, no way.
Okay, I'm with you. We don't gotta go through them all.
All right, okay.
So no on
Jimmy.
No.
And last one I was gonna ask, Devin Booker.
100%. I think he's 100%, honestly.
He's going over LeBron on my list here.
People were tweeting at us this morning, put up Steph Curry and Devin Booker's numbers, put them side by side.
Yeah.
Not that much different.
But there's also going to be Phoenix-based voters as well.
Yeah.
So that's why he's going to get it. I mean, he's deserving. Yeah.
Okay. He's deserving of at least one fifth place.
Yeah. I mean, he'll get, I think he'll get 10.
at least. I think so. I think so because people say 62-20.
Yeah, or 64. It could be like 65. Yeah, I
know.
I'm
like, you know, they're going to say, there's no way I'm not giving one to the. Yeah. They got snubbed in the All-Star Game starters. I'm not letting them suffer this time.
I'm not letting them not get a fifth or sixth place finish in the MVP.
Vote. Maybe Chris Paul doesn't get it because of that, though.
I think they both will.
Tough.
So what's that? We're deciding on 11 guys total.
11 guys. I'm keeping LeBron on.
I got to.
Okay. And I feel bad for Jimmy Butler, but you're right. He's missing a bunch of games.
No, put him on. It's a better tweet. It's a better tweet with a bunch more. Yeah,
that's right. People are like, what? There's 13 top five players in the NBA? Hell yeah, there is.
Oh, did he just tweet it?
Tweeted it.
All right.
Thanks for playing workshop a tweet.
All right.
I might retweet it with a what about this guy.
Who you got? Chris Middleton?
Carl Anthony Towns?
My preseason pick, Trae Young. Nowhere to be seen.
Towns? Wow, that was really, really stretching it. All right, well, go engage with that tweet. We're going to take one more break. When we come back, we have Pick'em results and tonight's Pick'em game. We'll see if Tass wants to change his pick after learning the McCollum news. And we got some rapid fire fun because it's a Friday drop podcast. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, back here in the Classic Factory. How's the tweet doing? Viral yet?
Getting a lot of engagement.
Nice.
Mainly from people who are here in the stream.
Oh, excellent.
Saying, what about this guy?
who's the best what about this guy so far?
Getting a lot of Trae Young, unfortunately.
Oh, because of him.
Yeah. It's instantly turned into a bit. Just like that.
Great stuff. All right, let's get to pick up results from last night. Or would we do Tweet of the Night first? That makes way more sense. Yeah, that was my bad, JD. That was my bad.
The music kicked in. I didn't know what was going to happen.
You know,
after
here's
the
what,
music
here's what
kicked
happened.
In.
It was a short ad break. Yeah. We had this guy taking a piss, so I was already flustered. Where's Lee? No, I'm kidding. And then I was engaging with the tweet. So then
a lot
like,
was going on during the break.
Yeah. He was. This guy was on a phone call, drinking some water. It was a lot.
JD's wife's cooking a lunch out there. It smelled great. I was hoping to get a little sample, but didn't have the time.
What's cooking?
Oh, it was eggs on toast, but my God, it smelled good. My eggs on toast don't smell that good.
Not an ad.
I thought she was baking something.
Were they decadent?
Decadent. Fluffy.
All right, let's go to Tweet of the Night.
Tweet of the Night. Wow.
Different tweet tonight, because it's a heart warmer. Spread a little goodness here. Monday, the Warriors visited the Denver Nuggets. A super fan of Steph Curry was very, very disappointed that Steph Curry was not attending the game. Well, Steph, on Thursday night, another trip to Denver, made it up to her, gave her courtside seats, and you are going to hear a video of Steph Curry talking to this girl, snapping a photo with her, really made it up to her. Roll it, JD. She got it all. 10-year-old fan, very, very pumped to be there. Picture, signed card, got it all. I mean, she brought it. Yeah, the courtside seats.
Great game.
Great sign she brought there. Feel good moment in the NBA.
Got two games in 1 week too.
Two games in 1 week.
It's awesome.
Yep. Steph was asking for a smile there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
She got a huge smile at the end. They cut to her late in the broadcast, right?
Like, yeah, after
a pool hit a three or something like that after the game was over. Big smile. Big smile.
I liked her parents not trying to, like, steal the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just there. They're having the time of their lives, too, filming the interaction. But, like, sometimes you see this and it's like the parents, like, oh, hey, can we get in here? Like, they're like, oh, hey, Stephanie, yeah, she's not usually like this. Like, shut up. Let the
kid
So
you think
have
if my son took a sign there and Steph came over, I'd be sort of like,
yeah, you'd be horrible.
Steph, can I come and shoot around with
you? Well, didn't you see the tweet people saying, oh, it's nice to see Steph do this for this girl last night? It was nice when he did it with this little boy. And there was a photo of you with Steph Curry.
It would have been Lee crying the night before when he didn't show up with the sign.
Totally.
I have to say that I'm unmoved by this test. Unmoved.
You stone.
Come on.
Heart, man.
If it had been me and I was sitting courtside with Jackson, I'd be like, pull yourself together, boy, or you're going to be waiting in the car for the whole rest of this game. You're sitting courtside, man. That's what I but I'm a dick. I'm a bad dad.
Steph, get away. Don't come near him. No.
I'm just talking about the night before. Like, it never would have happened because my child wouldn't have been on national TV crying his eyes out because one player wasn't there. I mean, it's Steph, but come on, man. Come on.
Well, I did think there was another camera angle of the entire interaction, and I believe it's her brother on the other side.
Hmm.
He doesn't get involved at all either. And, you know, he could have played the jerk card, but he just sat there and absorbed it as well. He could have been the stone cold asshole like you are there, JD. Just, man, let her enjoy the moment, JD.
Okay, no, I'm nothing against the kid. But
sounds like
Do you think the Nuggets should have prevented the Warriors from having her sit courtside?
Well, the Nuggets also gave her a Nikola Jokic jersey.
Good
as well. Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. Rewarding. Yeah. Being a, you know. Disappoint. Yeah, like handle your disappointment. You know, teach your kids to handle disappointment.
That's life, kid.
That's right. You're sitting courtside.
Whole family.
Wait, hold on. What are you getting upset with her about?
I'm not upset.
You're like putting your. Okay.
I'm upset with the whole thing. The whole notion.
So you should be upset with Steve Kerr for not bringing Steph Curry, Clay, and a couple other guys to the first game.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about that.
Steve.
Come on, Steve.
Why were they not there? I don't know. They seem fine.
He was pissed with it being rescheduled. We're not flying to Denver, flying back to Denver. I mean, travel.
I get what you're saying, JD. Life is it's a difficult endeavor.
How many kids sobering in
that
entire arena were disappointed that Steph Curry didn't show
great,
up?
Great
and they're
point.
Sitting
How many
in
of those kids
blades?
Brought great signs?
Wow, that is one problem. Is now kids are going to be like, oh, that's how you get to meet Steph Curry. You know, like
throw a tantrum, bring a sign, throw a tantrum, and then meet Steph Curry.
Yeah, but he has to not be there as a part of the equation.
You know, that's the thing. You just got to be ready. They might look at the schedule and go, scheduled rest. I'm flying to that city.
You will do anything to fly to a city to watch a basketball game these days.
We used to just send emails to try and get tickets to a game.
Yeah. No, it's
several
next
steps.
Level.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was a nice moment there. It was very cool.
It was a nice moment. Steph Curry is a nice guy. We love Steph.
He's a nice guy.
Seth too. I'm sure.
Seth also nice. Okay, you got to fly to the next game. Seth Curry is not going to be playing in
right.
with a sign.
That'd be hilarious.
Seth Curry, that would be a funny bit we should actually really lean into.
Yeah. Yeah, but then when Seth turns up, you go, oh, no, sorry, I spelled Steph wrong. Sorry,
oh,
I spelled Steph.
All right, pick 'em results. Last night, back to Seth Curry, Nets Sixers game. Sixers were favored by 4.5 at home. This brought to you by BetMGM. We were Splitsville on this one. We had me and Trey taking Philly, thinking, you know, they would send the message to the Nets. No, it was the other way around. Tass and Lee got this one right. Tass goes to 6-2. Lee improves to 3-5. I'm 4-4, and Trey's 3-5, so we got a tie for last place right now, but it's pretty close overall. We know the game tonight. It's the Hornets-Pelicans. What's the line?
1.5 points. The Pels get +1.5. They get that extra point at home. Probably should have known that was the line that CJ McCollum wasn't playing, but that's okay. I'm rolling with them. I think I'm just trying to get back my loss from last month, because this is what happened last month. I picked the Pels at home, and that's when I got buried at the end of the month, losing. We had a battle, Trey and I, but Trey took the dub there. Hopefully I take the dub tonight. You three are on the Hornets.
Yep.
And so I said it's +1.5. I guess it's
They're favorites, yeah.
Who's favorite?
Charlotte's favorite, isn't it?
No, I mean, Tass originally told us that the Pelicans were favorite, at least in the in Slack.
Okay. So anyways, let's cut that last 30 seconds, JD, of us babbling about the line. Anyways,
it's
1.5,
small,
who cares?
It's probably not going to matter.
It doesn't matter. You three on the Hornets, myself on the Pelicans.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, it's up to +2.5 now for the Pels. They're getting points.
Plus two and a half?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're getting points, yes. That makes more sense, because CJ is not playing.
Because no CJ.
Okay.
No CJ. Go CJ. It's my CJ.
Let's end this fun drop podcast with a little rapid fire. Lili, you got the questions. Trey, JD, and Tass answer.
On Thursday's show, we ran a poll asking people if they would rather smoke weed with Don Nelson, peyote with Phil Jackson, drink wine with Greg Popovich, or smoke a stogie with Red Auerbach, or the ghost of Red, at least, anyway. Anyway, sipping wine with Greg Popovich was the winner. But my question is, which other person, NBA-related or not, would you like to have an experience with? Trey.
I'm going to go boating with Klay Thompson. Mm.
Ooh.
Yeah, seems like a fun guy. I would hope he would turn on the Instagram Live and just, you know, riff on various facts of life as we travel. On the seven seas.
That's great.
That's a good one.
I'll bring my own hat.
JD, I'm guessing yours is to sit courtside with a 10-year-old fan at an NBA game. Maybe not. What is it?
I have three I was workshopping. Let me pull it up here. First is actually basketball related.
Whoa.
I would like to go surfing with Bones, Brent Barry.
Mm. Oh,
he's a big surfer.
Yeah.
Great guy, friend of the show, and I think it would be fun to do that for an afternoon. Okay, the second one, not basketball related. I would like to go on a motorcycle tour with Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan himself.
Wow.
You know, he does those shows from the bottom up or whatever it's called. The last one, he was on electric Harleys going from the tip of South America all the way to L.A., that looks awesome.
Wow.
A lot of range anxiety in that show, though.
Mm.
But finally, I think this is the one I'm going to go with. I want to jam with the Flight of the Conchords. Like, they need a drummer, guys. And
interesting.
I think it'll be fun to hang out and just play drums with the Flight of the Conchords.
Mm. Nice.
Good one.
Tass.
Not basketball here. Our buddy Grish is on a mission to, I guess, get to 100 countries that he's visited. It sure seems that way anyways, because he's up to like 70. I think when he gets to 100, it's going to be a bash. And I just want to be there with him to celebrate.
Wow.
It's going to be a good time.
Mm. Our buddy will it be in the 100th country?
Of course.
It has to be. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So I
don't know what it's
going to
be.
Yeah.
He's going to make it a good one. A good country to visit where it'll be an enjoyable time. Although
maybe he swerves and he goes to, I don't know, North Korea or somewhere like that.
Probably not.
but it might be because he's been to all the good ones.
Yeah.
So it could be a bit of really
You think
random.
He's run out?
I mean, he's running out, yeah.
There's lots. I'm sure he hasn't. Has he been to Singapore? I don't know. There's a lot of countries.
Yeah.
Probably. How do you know?
Well, he's my best friend. Yeah. He's definitely been there. I think he may have done the old weird thing where he stepped in North Korea, too.
Oh, really?
Well, Joel has. I don't know if Chris has, but Joel has,
Oh, yeah, he's got to go to Taiwan. He's probably been to
Taiwan. Been there, yeah.
Okay, well.
I mean, been to 70 countries. That's a lot of countries.
There's a lot left, though. There's a lot left.
A lot of countries left.
197, I think, there is in the world. Anyway, Ben Simmons made his return to Philadelphia last night, albeit from the sidelines, as he was looking pretty nice in his hockey Louis Vuitton jersey. He was given a traditional welcome home by Sixers fans. Yep. You know, they boo everybody, of course. When was the time you had to return somewhere you didn't really want to go? Or just when was the time your presence was met with a frosty reception, Trey?
I love that part. Frosty reception.
Wendy's. I got to give you some credit for this question, Lee. You wrote this whole question before Ben Simmons had even set foot in Philadelphia.
He wrote it yesterday after our show.
He's like, it'll be a traditional welcome home, no doubt about it. For me, Frosty Reception was kind of a badge of honor. If you were the last one to show up to the cafeteria in college, and like you were the last one to show up for lunch or for breakfast or whatever, no one would say a word to you. Just the silent treatment. Until we all couldn't take it anymore, and then, you know, you were just, we got you. Nothing better than a silent treatment to make you feel excluded from your friend group, but also loved at the same time.
Right, right.
Yeah. Isn't that what happens when you hit your first home run in baseball? They pretend to not cheer and stuff when you get back to the dugout?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe so.
And then they sort of, like, erupt and,
we're still
Are you excited baseball's back?
Oh, I can't wait, man. My Braves, defending champions. We're going back to back.
You know it.
Jays look good this year.
JD, when was your presence met with a frosty reception? I think you've probably got a deep bag to answer this.
what are you trying to say? We got fired from the score. Remember that, guys? We were...
From the score?
We've been fired twice now. It's great.
Nora pointed out this morning, sorry to interrupt, were we fired or told we were not going to be re-signed at NBA TV on International Women's Day?
It was March the 8th.
Maybe it was a day off. Nora just told me that this morning out of nowhere. I was like, what? Anyway, sorry, Jay. I guess we were.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we were fired from the score, not on International Women's Day, although it was around the same time, so possibly. You know, they kept us on until the end of the season, which was nice. And then we were moving here anyway, so it wasn't that big a deal. Anyway, they moved offices. Remember this? They split the company, and they made it into an app company, a software company, basically. And they had given us, I don't even know if you guys knew this, but they had, as a courtesy, given us, you know, our all desks. Like, there were 6 desks in their sort of pool at the new spot. And the new spot was awesome. Like, they sort of opened it up and treated it like a .com, and there was, like,
really old brick building that they renovated.
And stuff, free food, like, chocolate bars everywhere.
Bill Reynolds would have loved
it. There was actually, like, a beer fridge. I think there was a tap of beer as well.
Yeah,
very cool.
I remember, like, I insisted on I had to come into the city anyways every day to work out. So I went and sat at my desk, which is in the middle of this pool of empty desks that I'm sure they would have, like, given to people, like, okay, the season's over. And I kept going in because I was working on our 1,000th show. I was working on Johnny Test. I just did whatever work I could do.
I didn't really know.
And I was, and I was just sitting in this, and it was just pretty frosty because everybody's like, why is he still here? Technically, I still work there. And in fact, we worked there until, I think, September. So, and this was in, like, July, and July. And I just ate up all
those. Were you pouring yourself, like, free pints?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like
I was,
that?
Yeah. I was, I had a pint at the desk one day at lunchtime. It was awesome. I'd eaten up all their nuts and their chocolate bars. And it was just like, hey, man, I still work here, so.
I'm eat your nuts.
Exactly.
Tass.
To finish off my story about a horrific car experience. The car's back, baby.
Hey,
it's back.
Nice.
On Saturday, it was 10 weeks of 10 weeks. Fixing a car that was like a $6,000-$7,000 job, and they weren't building it. They weren't Rivian building a factory here, and because that Rivian came through in that show there, JD, with the range anxiety. Yeah, they did it, man. Anyway, all good, but frosty because I didn't want to see them. They didn't want to see me.
Right.
But either way, we got the job done.
But it was a little awkward when you had to go get the car.
Yeah,
I assume.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I made it. Yeah, we did a 19-point check on the car to make sure everything was good. No, I was like, I just want to get the fuck out of here. I'm sure you fixed the car. It just took you a year and a half to do a tiny job. Come on, man.
Okay, last one here. The Phoenix Suns became the first team to clinch a playoff spot this season with a win over Miami on Wednesday night. What is something you have ticked off your to-do list for 2022 already, Trey?
Yeah, my number one New Year's resolution was learning how to play Maria Maria by Carlos Santana in the Project GMB. way easier to figure out than I thought it was going to be. It took me like a month, so then I moved on to Werewolves of London. Ah, so as soon as we tick up on those subscriptions, we'll be looking good.
All right. Nice.
Good one.
Heard of that.
JD.
Yeah, I paid off my car, speaking of cars. Just had a little bit of money in the bank, and I was just like, you know what? I owe, I don't know, $4,000. Paid it off.
Wow.
I now own a black 2016 Toyota RAV4. Feels good. Feels really good.
Not having a car payment is that's a nice feeling.
It is huge.
Don't get into an accident because at the body shop, one excuse they'll give you for not being able to attain parts is, you know, the car's not super new, so it's kind of hard to find parts, but it's also not super old.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to find parts.
Sweet spot.
What?
Yeah. Medium-aged car.
Tassie, bring us home.
Well, like I told that police officer in the state of Mississippi when we got pulled over attending that Memphis Grizzlies game, I am trying to get citizenship, as our man Ariel Helwani is, and I have my interview with my test next month.
Ooh.
So I got to study. So I knocked that off my list. It's happening.
Good.
Actually, I knocked it off last year. But anyways, because of course you can't get citizenship in 3 months here. But I have a test coming up. So testing, very stressful. Doing any sort of test.
Hey, what about the test to take money off the speeding ticket? Did you end up doing that?
No.
You didn't?
No. No, there's
a
complication.
You could take it in Mississippi or something, this online thing? Or
yeah, that's what Lewis... His name was Lewis. What was his damn last name? Yeah, it was a very common name. That's what he said.
Johnson?
No. Well, he said in the state. It's different state by state. But yeah, you can take a 6-hour driving course if you sit there, and you have to do it in person in Georgia. So that was part of the calculation.
Gotcha.
Not doing
just
that.
Paid it.
Anyways, paid it.
Okay.
Thanks, Lewis.
Great.
All good.
Thanks.
He was a great guy. I'm glad he pulled us over. he had some thick bifocals. The thick bifocals to go along with the thickest accent.
Oh, yeah,
Stephen Adams would have loved that accent.
So. And sorry, back to then your test for citizenship. It's a study? Like, really?
Oh, it's pretty hot.
You gotta know. You gotta know stuff.
Yeah. Like, give me an example. Like, what's
it's American history. It's government.
That's amazing.
I mean, yeah. Name one of the branches of government.
Right, so you're probably going to know a lot of it.
Just one, I think, is the question. You should be able to bang that home. Well, you know, you don't know what question. It's 6 questions from a list of 100 questions.
Oh.
But it's going to. It should be easy.
How many do you got to hit? All 6? Or do you got to get like just...
Actually, sorry, no, you got to get 6 of 10. So you only have to get
60%. You're fine. Yeah. You don't need to study.
Nah.
All right.
I'm going in.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. That's it. That's Rapid Fire. That's the Drop Podcast. That's another week of classics here from the Classic Factory. Guys, email in your NBA questions to nodunks@theathletic.com. Follow us on all the social media channels. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, @NoDunksInc. If you're a fan of Survivor, make sure you go check out our separate feed, our separate show, No Buffs, breaking down every episode of Survivor. You can get that on YouTube and Apple and Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Grab yourself an Athletic subscription. Go to theathletic.com/NoDunks. And get your No Dunks merch, like my man Lili's rocking here today.
Yeah.
I believe this Knicks one is still available in our store. Yeah. So yeah, go to nodunks.com. That really pops on camera too.
Yeah, I love the color here.
That blue. So yeah, thank you for joining us all week long. If you're listening to the podcast, leave your boys a 5-star rating and review. And yeah, Poppin' Packs coming up a little bit later today. You'll see that on YouTube, and we'll turn that into a podcast with Ariel Helwani.
Might just ask him some questions about American history.
Yeah.
He was nervous. He said he was nervous, but it was easy.
There you go.
Thanks, Ariel.
Keep your eyes and ears open for that Poppin' Packs later today. Otherwise, we'll see you on Monday with our winners and losers of the NBA weekend. Until then, Clipper Bros!
You heard it here first. Have a great time. Turn up. Love you guys. Awesome.
Thanks for joining us, and remember, 1 o'clock Eastern. Ariel Helwani, he knows his stuff.
Brace the weekend, people.